Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. My name is Brenda Williams, and I am your host. We have a hot topic show tonight. We're talking about, and the reason why I'm doing this is because I saw a case that was just astounding. But our topic tonight is if someone falsely accuses you of rape and you do prison time, or you're charged with that rape, the question is, should that person actually then in return be sent to jail? That's what our topic is tonight. It's a hot topic primarily because it's happened. It's happened time and time and time again. And the story that's heart-wrenching is the little young guy who basically went in high school. He got arrested and he went to did prison time for raping a young lady. And then on social media, she came out and actually said that it never happened. And they pulled him back into court, and they actually withdrew his charges. So the question was, should she be charged? My thoughts, absolutely. She absolutely needs to be put up under the jail. I feel like any time that somebody falsely accuses you of something and you lose time out of your life for that thing that you was falsely accused of, absolutely. You know, so it's crazy, but we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to go ahead and try to bring some callers in, and I need to get a weigh-in on this. So if you're ready to speak, press 1, and we need to know about this. Well, actually, we're going to go to a quick break, so everybody stay with us, and then we're going to start it because I have actually a special guest coming in. But 2591, you're going to be first up, so stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. Let me take this quick break, and then I'll be right back with you because this is going to be a doozy. So I have somebody that this actually happened to that's going to be calling. So he's actually calling from prison, but he's still in prison. So I'm going to go ahead and bring this song in, and then we're going to get right on our topic. I may not play the full song. I just might play part of it.
We got a lot of work to do. The greatest men and women in this country right now are the men and women of God. Not the president. Not the governor, not the mayor, although we like to, you know, be seen with them. Yeah. I had a meeting last night with the governor. I just came back from the White House. As though that's supposed to make the flock happy because you was at the big house with the big Satan.
With the big
black man are a king, black woman are a queen, you are a king, you are a queen, black woman, you are a queen, black man are a king, yeah, you are a queen, you are a king, you are a queen, yeah, you are a queen, you were a slave, you were a queen, mother of the earth, you gave birth to king.
I thought that song was relevant. We just was going to play a little bit of it because we got some stuff coming on. But I'm going to go ahead and get my first call on. 2591, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
Hey, how you doing, stranger?
I am blessed. I can't complain. How are you?
I'm just fine. I've been missing you, girl.
You ain't been missing too much of me.
Whatever. This cornbread girl.
I know who this is with your silly self.
Yeah. You know
so
I'm going
to
be silly.
Missing somebody.
So, what's been going on?
None. So, I want to know this topic, your thoughts on this topic. Let's say a female forcefully accuses you of raping her, and you do time, and then it comes out that you didn't actually rape her. Do you believe that that female actually should be put in jail after what happened to you?
Yes, to do my remaining time. Because I feel like if I didn't touch her, but she sent me to jail, damn it, the little time that I spent in there, she should do my remaining time. Straight up.
Do you feel that there should be stricter punishments, basically additional
yes,
charges because
yes.
she lied?
She should get the same punishment that I get. The same punishment.
I actually agree with you. I have to agree with you on that because I know that there's a whole lot of stuff is going on about the story about that young football player that was a prominent
uh-huh.
football player. He did so good in school, and he was a star, and he had a future. He was going someplace, and this girl
yeah,
accused
exactly.
him, and he'd been in jail for
I mean,
all this time, and now he's
yeah.
just getting out.
Took his life from him. She took his life from him. For real.
I agree.
It's just crazy, you know. But you know what? That's not the first time. A while back here, that guy that played professional football, Fred Lane, he went to school right here at Lane College in Jackson, Tennessee. He got sick and tired of his girlfriend. She told him she was pregnant, but he said, I don't know, want nothing to do with you. She killed him and the woman that he was with. That's crazy.
She did what?
She killed him and the girl that he was with. I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, why would you kill somebody that said, look, I don't think, look, we done ran our course. I don't think it's going to work. Look, you go your way. I'm going to go mine. I'll find somebody else. I mean, just let go. Suck it up. Move it up. I mean, you know, if she was really pregnant, there were ways for him to take care of that child. And she was set good. I mean, but damn. Why would you go and kill him? You just fucked yourself. Y'all child. In his future. I mean, it's crazy. That is crazy.
I didn't hear about that case.
Yes. That was back when Lane College started winning all them games. That was the year that they damn near won their conference. Yes.
I've never even heard that. I'm going to have to look
yeah.
that case up. What was the
yeah.
name? What was the name of the person?
His name was Fred Rain. He got drafted to the Jacksonville Jaguars. She did. And his girlfriend
killed him.
His girlfriend killed him because she was pregnant and he won't have anything else to do with her because she was sitting there. Lane College, I mean, she killed him and the girl he was with. I mean, that's crazy.
That is
so crazy.
You don't
yeah.
do nothing like that, but I don't
no.
understand, like, with this other person, like, what, I don't even know what could be going through his head. You know, what could be, I just don't understand it, because right now this boy done lost his life. And
yeah.
now here
yeah.
he is getting ready to get another chance at society and chance at the world.
Yeah.
But a lot of his life was lost because of somebody trying to lie.
His dream and his money is gone. His dream and his money. If I was that girl that accused him of doing it, and I knew he was going somewhere just by him being in high school, I would just look, sit back, look, I'm going to be with this man right here. I'm going to do everything I can to please him, take care of him. I'm just going to sit back and sit on everything. I mean, I know he's got college in front of him. after college, it's going to be pros, you know. I mean, I know the money's coming. A lot of people don't look at the big picture. I mean, you got to look at the big picture.
I mean, yeah, a lot of people don't look at it like that.
I mean, you just can't look at this 13 inch over here and it's a 72 inch over here. You can't do this. You just gotta ride the wave out. Ride it out. And just see how far it goes. But that guy was going places. He was really going somewhere.
But so was his other high school boy.
Yeah, she fucked all that up.
And she did this.
And I feel sorry, but it's no telling how many sleepless nights he done cried himself to sleep over this year. Tommy said, hell yeah. If he gets out of there and wants to progress further, hell yeah, I would do it. I ain't showing no mercy. I'm going to sing like a little canary. Send the half of the day. Let her do my remaining time. Simple as that. Bottom line. I ain't busting around.
I agree with you.
That's just how I feel about the situation. Because he had a promising future.
I can't believe that he even went through that.
He had a promising future.
And all lost because of this.
I mean, how long was he in jail?
Let me see.
6 years?
Nah, he was in jail for a long time.
Yeah, but all that time that I did, if she didn't do the remainder of my time, she'll do that time. I mean, day for day. No two for ones. I mean, day for day. Make her think about that. For real.
Okay, so it says, call it bittersweet. A high school football star who once was the most highly sought out after the nation has had a rape charge against him dropped after the woman confessed on Facebook. The rape never happened. Brian Brooks, who is now 26, spent 6 years in prison and broke down crying when prosecutors moved to have his case dismissed. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not only did she mark him, she marked herself. She marked herself. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
all that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you lost all that time in your life because of somebody so careless and stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. She should be charged. I agree. I'm going to have to agree with you on that. I believe she should be charged as well.
I mean, because somebody can go to jail. If you get a DUI, your first offense is 45 days. That's 45 days of your life gone. Gone. You ain't going to never get it back. And, you know, and I fear for people to get 45 days, they get 90 days, they get 120 days, they get, you know. And here in Tennessee, they are so petty. They are cracking down on it. They send people to prison for a fifth offense. You know, DUI without any license. I mean, it's a money thing. I mean, you know, hey, no, That's life you done lost. For real.
It's a harsh reality, but in today's society, it's the law, and it's the way, like, for instance, I'll give you a for instance. My son was with a little young lady, and, you know, she came back and said that he raped her, and he did this, and he did that. But based on their stories and based on how everything was talked about, you know, all he basically got was, I think, they said he had to go to counseling because he was 13 and she was 15. And they said she had to go to counseling, and he had to go to counseling and treatment classes and everything. And once they did that, they basically expunged it off his record. But I think one of the reasons why they wasn't quick to charge him, because of the circumstances, you know, of the fact that the little girl was here when we wasn't home, knowing we didn't allow little girls in our house when we wasn't home, and there was two other little dudes here, and she consistently looking out the window to make sure my husband's not coming. So I think all of that fell into fact, all of that fell into play of the situation. But when it was all said and done, they basically didn't do what they were supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
what she wanted to happen. And
uh-huh.
then later on, she came out and said it didn't happen. You know, so imagine if he would have been put in jail. Imagine if, you know, the system, and I mean, I still have a problem with sometimes the way the system works. You know, really, depending on who you are, the system may or may not work for you, if you get what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
So,
well,
really
know,
just
like, how do you feel about this right here? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about a young lady getting gang raped by two guys, and one of the guys was a dentist, a doctor's son, but he never got a date because his daddy stepped in and paid her grandma off? What's up with that?
Wait a minute. So you're saying the girl got gang rape?
Yeah.
And you're saying
somebody paid her grandmother, which she was staying with, off to keep your son.
That's horrible, because money can't bring back the pain that somebody has. Money can't bring back the humility and the shame. And you see that a lot. It's sad. I'll be honest with you. It's completely sad, but you see it a whole lot in today's society, to where people are quick to pay somebody off to shut them up. When
uh-huh.
money's money, but money can't buy you happiness, and money can't fix your heart, money can't fix your soul, money can't fix the damages that you went through. So to where some people may think the money is an easy fix, but then in reality you're suffering and you're in pain. So, did you really get paid off? Not really.
No. And, you know, I asked you that question because I was with a lady for 20 some. I was with a lady for 20 years. My kid's mom, I was with her 20 years. And she asked me that. Well, she told me that when we was dating. And, I mean, I was about 19, 20, 21, around that. She told me so you can imagine how my life was. I mean, you know, well, why do you do this? Why would you do this? Why don't you spend no time? Yeah, because I'm not. Girl, you ain't got over that shit. No, I'm not finna get caught up in that. I mean,
counseling? Did she get counseling for it?
No. Look, I'm gonna tell you this later. It took me 3 years to leave her. 3 whole years.
Wow.
It took me 3 years to leave her. And the only reason that I left her then, because, look, I joined Gold's Gym. You know, and it started out from little tote duffel bags to a big duffel bag. And like I said, it took me 3 years to leave her. I mean, when I seen I got everything, I just didn't go back home. No, fuck it. I'm done with it. The hell with all this shit. And, you know, she had some stuff going on in her life. A lot of cheating. I went out one night. She knew I was gone. I went out, and I saw her ass. She didn't even know I was in the same town. It wasn't even in the same town that we live in. I saw her ass in Memphis. Beale Street. Across the street. And so, you know, I saw her. song down there with her man. And I knew right in there, look, man, it's time for you to go. Bail out. So that's what I did. And I've been happy ever since. Tommy, I'm
well,
single.
A lot of people don't realize, and I'm not taking her side, honestly, and I'm not defending her at all, but a lot of people don't realize that when you're as a woman, whether as a young woman, a young adult, when you're traumatized with something like rape, when you're traumatized, that does something to your body. Something clicks in your body. And for some reason, like, unless you get the proper counseling about it, that part of what happened does stay with you, and you really could make of a very bad relationship. Because, for one, you don't have trust issues. You have trust issues. You want to know where somebody's going, when they're going to be back, what time they're leaving. On top of that, you have the maybe, and I don't know if this is her, but I know they said doctors that, I guess, checked out women who had suffered from stuff like that. They said that a lot of women who suffered sexual molestation or sexual rape, they have commitment issues and they have withdrawal issues, like their withdrawal. Well, it's because it's something psychological. So you don't really understand it because you're a man and you never had to go through it. But it's something psychological that clicks and makes them withdrawal, because through the whole process, while they were being raped, especially as a young girl, there's a part of you that disconnects. There's a part of your body disconnects. Once you get past the pain portion, and once you get past thinking about what's going on, there's a part of your body that disconnects from the outside world, and you're numb. So some of that comes back in relationships unless women get help.
Okay. I mean, but why would you rape somebody? Why? All of this free pussy out here, freaks, whatever, why would you go and rape somebody? Why? Why would you want that charge carrying you for the rest of your life? Why would you want that with you for the rest of your life? I mean, nobody knows, but hey, you ain't the only one. You know, she told me something one day, and I called her to the front door. And you're going to laugh when I say it like this. She called me to the front. She said, look, she said, you roll this joint for me and smoke it with me, I'll eat some ass. I called her to the front door. I said, come here. I said, look outside. Tell me what you see. She said, I see a lot of women walking down the street. And I said, exactly. That woman over there got her head. That woman over there got her head. That woman over there. I had to leave the home. I had to leave my house for 3 days. I made her that damn mad. I had to leave home for 3 days. And I didn't care. Because, I mean, I was at the point, I was just fed up. I mean, you know what?
Well, again, in a woman's defense that something's happened to them, I'm telling you, it's a part of a woman that disconnects. And it's sad to say that unless this woman gets help, in her defense, if she told you that and she told you that happened to her, I'm sure that has a lot to do with her. Because it's almost like, I know I had a show once on the effects of rape and the effects of molestation and the effects of what it does to men and women. And one of the biggest things that people shared that actually been through being raped was the disconnect portion of their bodies, to where because when they were being raped, they learned to disconnect their bodies. Later on in life, they carry that same trait. So you could be happy with this person one day, think you and this person has the best relationship in the world.
Exactly.
Turn around. And the whole thing don't went south. You trying to figure out what did you do wrong. You trying to figure out. But in reality, it's not even really the woman's fault. Because it's that disconnect component that she got. So
I just want you to keep that in mind.
Just keep that in mind. If you ever deal with a woman who's been raped or had, even men, believe it or not, there's some men that came on this show, that particular show, that had been raped. And they said the same exact thing, that when you are being raped, there's a part of your body that disconnects, and you carry that part with you as an adult unless you get help.
Okay. Well,
so keep that in mind.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
Give me your definition of rape. Straight up.
Rape is... Okay, rape is if we're together and I said no, I actually said no, do not touch me, don't put your hands on me, if I'm screaming, if I said no, this goes for a man. If a man said a woman no, and she kept going, now he can fight her off, you know, or he could just lay there and take it. The definition of rape is if somebody says no, no means no.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
And people confuse no mean. People confuse no that no, I meant no, which I really meant yes. There's no way in hell that no meant yes. If I say no, stop, don't touch me, and I am defensive while I'm saying no, stop, don't touch me, no means no. So it can happen to a man or a woman, but what I was explaining to you was
right.
When you told me about the woman and the situation and the stuff that happened, you can't really put your mind in her mind because it didn't happen to you. But as a woman, when you're being violated, first of all, in your mind, you're thinking, is somebody going to help me? Is somebody going to come to my rescue? Does anybody love me? Does anybody care about me? Then you go through withdrawal because people assume that, yeah, she was raped. It was nothing. She's a hoe. She likes sex. You can be a hoe walking the street. You can be a stripper. You can be somebody who gets paid to have sex. But at one point, if you tell somebody no, no means no. Your status shouldn't reflect you telling somebody no and being violated.
Okay.
So what I'm saying about that is you have to be a little bit more sympathetic of that type of behavior if you speak to, if you're with someone who's been raped, because there's a whole part of that woman that you would never know. And when she disconnects, you never know what she's thinking, what she's feeling. They say when they disconnect, they go back to thinking about what happened to them. They go back to feeling how they felt. You ever have times when you're with her and you think everything's okay, and you go to touch her and she pulls away?
Exactly.
Or
exactly.
She's in the bed with you asleep, but she's crawled up on the other side in the covers. Basically, you thinking something's wrong with you. No. It's the disconnect portion. So I know you said you had to get rid of her. You don't talk to her no more. But in every of your life, if you want to make things right and you run into her or you have a chance to, I would just apologize to her. I would say to her, I didn't really know what she was going through when we were together.
How many times have you done
that? Huh?
How many times have I done
that? It may not have been with sincerity, and you may not have actually knew what you was apologizing for.
Yes.
You're saying sorry, but you're saying sorry sarcastically, or you're saying sorry like, damn, why she don't want me sorry?
No.
No, this time when you say sorry.
From the bottom of my heart. I'm saying I'm sorry. I mean, but like I said, how can you judge one person by another person's wrong doing? How can you do
that? You can't, but again, unless you're in the body of that woman, unless you experience what she experienced, you can't expect her to pick up the pieces and keep going. And again, like you said, the grandmother was paid to cover it up, which means 99% of the chance that the grandmother was paid to cover the rape up, she didn't get no treatment. She didn't speak to nobody because those type of payments are hush-hush. Let's keep it in the family. Nobody else needs it. You know how many people that come forward that family members have done stuff to them, family members have raped them, and other family members have paid money to shut it up. Well, what people don't realize is when that happens, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're my husband, if you're my uncle, if you're my brother. If you do something to me or if you do something to one of my kids, there's no hush-hush. There's not any amount of money that can buy my soul back.
No.
There's not any amount of money that can buy back my dignity. There's not any amount of money that can buy back what was lost to me. So I don't believe in that. I'm going to go ahead and pay you, and we're going to keep this quiet. That doesn't work like that, not with me. And for anybody on this line who's endured anything like that, Because I see quite a few people sitting online, and if you guys want to speak, you can press 1 and I'll bring you in. But for anybody that's on this line and you've adored anything like that, I don't want you to ever feel like it was your fault that it happened, because there's a lot of sick people in the world today. And the sick people of the world today, their mind is not right. Like they say, they try to, you can try to make every excuse in the world of why somebody's raping babies, or why somebody's raping grown women, or why somebody's raping little boys. You can make any excuse in the world, but to me, it's sick. It's a medical problem, and it's sick.
It really
is. It's anger, it's hatred, it's part of the devil. Because anybody who can actually rape a child, I know there was this case where this little girl was 6 or 7 months, and the babysitter raped her. Now, that man should be hung. Because he tore this little baby's insides up, and then this baby died.
No. He shouldn't be hung. They should have told me about them. I would took them up over deep in the woods, get them down butt naked, barbed his head to a damn tree, hold his ass, full of molest, and left him there for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. In the heat of the summer. No food, no water, no nothing. Just barbed wire, tied his ass to a damn tree with barbed wire. Butt ass naked and $400 there. Let the damn ants and mosquitoes and all that shit fuck with his ass for a while. If he gets snake bit, oh well, who gives a fuck? I mean, you feeling whatever you did, you feeling they pain right now. Just a little bit worse. It's called torture. I mean, could you go do that?
I don't know if I have the heart to torture someone. That's why I say I would put him. I don't know. See, like I said, I'm kind of a little bit different. Only the reason why I'm a little bit different is because so many people are wrongfully accused. And there's so many people right now today that are sitting in jail wrongfully accused. See, a lot of people don't know this, and a lot of people don't want to talk about this. But when it comes to, like, the jail systems, when it comes to, like, the prison systems, when it comes to, like, all of it, it's all a big money circle. They have a certain quota of people to keep in jail.
It's a money thing.
So when it comes to stuff like that, correct, there's so many people who are wrongfully accused that are actually in jail right now. So many people. It's hectic. It's hectic in its own little way, but the way the world works right now, it's nothing but a big money pot. And there's so many people that are sitting in jail, wrongfully accused. You know, what pisses me off is stuff like the movies like NCIS and SUV.
Yeah.
You know, you have those movies that show how they catch these people and show how they use this and that, which all that's fake. But in the real life, go ahead.
How to get away with murder.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know about that one. But they have this stuff and they make it sound like, you know, they can solve all these murders this way and solve all these murders. But yet you got people being killed daily. You got babies being killed. You got black women, black men, Latino, white. You got everybody being just bodies being found everywhere. Cold cases going 10 and 20 years. But then you got these TV shows on there making it seem like everybody's got a magic person that actually can look up everything and do everything for you. So I don't know, but this is a hot topic, and I know people have been talking in the event room about the flyer I posted, you know, about how the little dude went to jail and now he's now getting out. And, you know, the irony of it is he's actually not wanting to press charges. But the state is pressing charges on her. He's being thankful that he's out. Yeah. He's thankful to be out of jail. He's praying and thankful to be out of jail, but the state is taking it.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And once you go to jail, I can remember back in the day, they had payphone. You know, you just go and say, I pick up a payphone, call somebody, collect, whatever. Now, you cannot do that. That's why it's a lot of three-way calls in jail going on. It's a lot of three-way calls in jail going on. And these motherfuckers, they so smart, they got a way around that. You call somebody with a three-way and tell them to call somebody, you go to make that call, click, your call is dropped. I mean,
yeah, they don't allow. I don't think they allow three-way calls.
They don't.
Yeah, I don't think they allow them.
But it's a way around it. It's a way around. All you gotta do is keep talking. Just keep talking, and that call will go through. I mean,
wow.
I've been there, done it. And the only way that you can use a phone is somebody has to put minutes on there for you to call out. I mean, I know you get one phone call as soon as you go in there at the front desk. But once you get back there in the cell in population, you better know somebody that you can call. You better call them at the front desk. Look, I'm in jail. Put some money on my phone so I can call you. You better be doing something. And it's so damn high. I think $10 will get you 3 phone calls or something like 15 minutes?
Wow. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in. Enjoyed the conversation with you.
Anytime.
Thanks for being a loyal supporter of Speak Your Mind Radio. That means the world to me. And hang on the line, listening. I'm going to go to a quick break,
and I'm going to go ahead and bring
some more callers in.
I am.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hi, Brenda.
Wow. $16.98, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
Fine, and yourself?
I am blessed. I can't complain. So you know what my topic is tonight? My topic is if someone is forcefully accused of rape and then you find out later on that the rape never happened, should that person go to jail? What's your take on that?
I feel they should go to jail. Because they messed up somebody's character. And when you're accused of something like that, it just stays with you. Meaning, the law states you're innocent until proven guilty. But most of the time, they just assume you're already guilty, meaning the people on your job, you may get fired and, you know, discriminated against. So yes, I do. If it's not the truth, and it's really not, I mean, there's no doubt about it that they did not do that. Yes, I feel that person that accused the other person need to go to jail or something needs to happen. It's like just in court. If you tell a lie, you go to jail. If you're under oath, so I feel you need to go to jail. Yeah, I do.
Well, have you been following that case about the young man who went to jail in high school? He went to jail for being accused of raping a girl. He was a football player, prominent football player. Like, he had a future. Like, schools were looking at him. And, I mean, this is a really good person. And she accused him, and here it is. He gonna spend 6 years in prison. And now she comes forward on social media, I guess in a conversation with somebody, saying how it never happened. And now they went to him to release him to say those charges are dropped. And the man is so thankful to be out of jail. He's saying he don't want to really press charges, but the state took over the press charges. What would be your reaction if something like that happened to your son, to your husband, to your brother?
Oh, we're pressing charges, and we're going to sue. Because I was wrongfully jailed. However,
yes,
although I may have been wrongfully jailed, I did go to trial by so-called of my peers. I doubt at that age there were 17 or 16-year-olds in the courtroom making that decision. So how could that really be my peer? Just a thought.
True. No, I agree. I agree with you. I was thinking the same thing. I just didn't want to say it. So.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what they say. No, I would be I would be upset, hurt, because you took 6 years out of my family. You took my kids, my husband from their kids, my son from maybe establishing a life, a career. No, something needs to happen to her. Yes, I do feel she needs to do time. She needs to do 12 years for lying. She needs to be put as an example.
And you know what bothers me the most, and I'm not going to make it about one thing because it happens to all races, it does. But it bothers me more the fact that he was a black young teenager, and she wasn't a black young teenager. And I feel like he got harsher punishments because of that. And had it been vice versa, the other way around, had it been a black girl and maybe a white guy and she accused him, I'm almost apt to think of, would he actually have been in jail? Would he have actually been charged?
Well.
And I don't know.
Okay, well, you have to. You have to look at the whole entire case to come up with the answer. If the young black white male was in the same situation as the black male, did the black male come from a family of riches?
True.
Or did he come from a poor place? Because if that is the case, what type of lawyer did he have? Were they able to have a lawyer that was able to really plead their case? In other words, they paid for that lawyer, like $200 a pop, a telephone call, stuff of that nature. So it really depends on whether white or black. I mean, everybody, listen, when it comes down to anybody could be in a poor, whether no matter what your color is, or whatever side of town you're from or whatever, anybody could be there. But when you throw that in there, you have to look at, well, where did he come from? Where did she come from? What was the side? What was everything surrounding the whole thing? But, yes, I do believe that a girl, because she lived 6 years of her life, I'm sure she went to college. She probably got a good job now and everything. But this young man, he has lost his. And just based on that.
Yeah, he lost scholarship.
You know, what he could have been. What he could have been, yes, he should sue them. Yes, he should press charges.
I agree. I don't know if you were on earlier when I was telling the story about my son. And when my son was 13, this girl was 15. And long story short, this little girl was hanging around the house, teasing the little boys, which we normally don't allow little girls in our house when we're not home. So I think that because when we went to court, because we presented as two upstanding citizens in court with our child, both parents, we never missed a court date. You know, we was there for him. He had to go to counseling. He never missed the counseling. I think had it have been the other way around, and because we didn't use the lawyer that you paid the $250 to. We got an actual lawyer. But I think that if it had been the other way around, because I'm going to give you for instance, when I went to court and I would see the judge call kids up there for stuff, and this was minor stuff. This was like open container, and this was minor stuff. And I would see that if she called somebody up there that basically nobody was there for them in court, almost like the whole Chicago incident. If nobody was there for them in court, they may have got more time. But then you see somebody come up here with actually a higher charge than that person. But they're in their suit. They've got their parents with them. They may get a lesser charge. I don't really agree on that because that's almost like because I can't afford it, I don't deserve to be out in society. But if I can't afford it, I do. I wish I could have bought a voice recorder in the courtroom with me. If I didn't think my phone would ring and I get caught with it, I would have put my phone on record to hear the whole thing. But
yeah.
I think that's the most biased thing, because there's so many young people that are basically not even getting a chance at life right now.
Mm.
And this is not only black. I'm talking about white too, Latino.
Exactly.
I'm talking about
all.
There's so many people who are not getting a chance at life because of what they don't have.
Mm.
And it shouldn't be like that. And that's one of the reasons why, even though, and I know this is off the topic, even though Hillary Clinton really ain't too much of nothing and neither is Donald Trump, if I had to vote, I would vote the lesser evil and vote her. Because a lot of people are having the attitude of, well, I don't really care for either one of them. They're both dishonest. They're both going to bring us down, so I'm not going to vote for either one of them. And what a lot of people don't realize is a vote that you missed is another vote for him. He gets to step up. So I'm hoping that as many people who don't like who's running when it comes time for voting, I'm hoping and praying that many people go ahead and vote Hillary. Just
yeah.
to keep Don, because I'm going to tell you what, if Donald get in there, you already know the judicial system and the court system is set up for people with money. You already know that. If you don't have no money, you don't have a chance. So now you got this same person running for president that basically wants to cut taxes for the wealthy only, wants to increase taxes for the poor and the working class. He wants to give small businesses a break. But then he wants to charge people who are struggling and living week by week to feed their children. He wants to charge them more. So, like I tell everybody when I try to talk to them, because there's a lot of people that I know that are for Trump. And I ask them, okay, you're sitting at this job. You're struggling. You're struggling like I am because you're sitting at this job. I don't know anybody who's at their job just because they like it and not doing it for you could like your job, but I don't know anybody who's not doing it to also bring home a paycheck and help pay bills.
That's right.
So why are you promoting somebody that's going to make you pay higher taxes? That is not for you.
That's
and when
right.
I finish telling somebody that, they're like, they look at me with a puzzled look on their face. And then they're like, you know what, you're right.
Well,
but
this
I
week
can't
I heard
vote
somebody,
for him.
Well, this week I heard there's somebody else in the poll, a Jill somebody or some guy. And
Jill,
they
and then there's, wait, let me see his name. Gary Smith.
Yes, yes.
But the only
bad thing
about Gary Smith is he's a joke. He was just put there as a joke.
The only thing I can say on that note is I have not researched him. He just came about, like, this week to me. So I have nothing to say. But back to what you said about they don't have a chance if they don't have anything. I'm going to say this. They had the chance before they stepped up to the judge. My sister always says something, and I started to incorporate it. And when I meet kids, children, or youth, I say to them, make wise choices. Make good choices.
Mm-hmm.
Make good decisions.
Yes.
Because they had a choice. It was a choice that made them go up before that judge. Whether they had no money or whether they had money, they still made a choice. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree with you 100%.
Good. They had something good prior to them making that decision. Prior to them making that decision. When I was saying 250, I didn't mean 250 for a state judge. I meant 250 an hour for a lawyer, period. 250 an hour, a call. When I have to call my lawyer or something, that's $200 a pop. And we may be on the phone for 15 minutes.
And I tell everybody they need prepaid legal. A lot of people doubt prepaid legal. And a lot of people are doing prepaid legal. But I'll tell you what, $39 a month, I don't use my prepaid legal to get me money. I just had a case with food poisoning. And these people act like they wasn't going to do nothing for me. And I wasn't being greedy. All I wanted was my hours I missed out of work and my copay for the doctors. Because
that's
my
right.
doctor's note said that I got sick from food poisoning. And I know that I was eating some chicken that y'all served me, that I ate half of it almost down to the bone, happened to look down and it was blood red, like it was raw. That's salmonella. And I try to talk to the people that God wanted to ignore me. So I called Prepaid Legal, had Prepaid Legal send them a letter, and they paid me my money. They paid me my money within a week.
Mm.
And that's why I tell people, a lot of people frown on Prepaid Legal.
No,
but
I have that
Prepaid
one.
Legal is good to have.
That one.
Yep. And the identity theft, because, you know, they have a lot of stuff with identity theft where somebody got houses in your name. But with identity theft, they'll fix it. So that's enough promoting Prepaid Legal, because, you know, I used to sell them. That's why. But I don't really believe in them no more like that to sell them. But I believe in having them. But,
I know
that's
right.
But when I let me go back and reiterate what I meant to say. I didn't
okay.
mean to say that if you have nothing, you don't have a chance.
No,
I meant
I know
what
that.
I meant to say. When you don't have a chance if you don't have nothing when you go up in front of that judge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I tell my son all the time, like, my son is 20 years old, and there's been a bunch of times, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm just not even going to sugarcoat it. I'm be real. There's been a bunch of times when my son should have been in jail for the stuff he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
My son was doing some straight bullshit, some
mm-hmm.
stuff. My son should have been in jail for the stuff he was doing. And what I mean from being in a drug house, a bunch of kids getting drunk and getting high, traveling, getting caught with this or that, outside in the open container, just stuff. And then, you know, when you go back and you try to explain to somebody, you try to give them a good talking and be like, you know, oh, you're such a good kid. You did this and you did that. And then you turn around and do something like this, you don't completely mess up your credibility. But then they get angry as young children to believe, or young teenagers or young adults, to act like somebody owes them something, when in reality, we gave you life. It was your choice once you got past 18 to grow and live your life. When you go do a crime, I tell everybody, because I always hear everybody say, a lot of people, like this girl recently who accused this guy of rape. This is a whole another situation. This girl accused this guy of raping her because she got caught by her husband. And my thing is, when I told her, when it all came out, the guy didn't really rape her. That was just what she was going to say because she got caught. But my thing is, you put yourself in that situation, and now you're ready to ruin lives over it. And do I think, and even though she's an ex-friend of mine, do I think that she should pay for that? Yes, she needs to pay. Her ass should be put in jail, because even though he didn't go to jail, he had promotion, and he had probation, he had PTI, and he had money he had to pay out of his pocket to take from his children.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think she, and she's probably on this line listening, and if you are, okay, I understand, but I told you to see her face. She should have definitely been up under the jail.
Yeah.
Because when you take somebody's livelihood and you do something like that to hurt somebody, that person, they can't get that back. When you ruin people, and I'll give you another for instance. My brother, he was married to a woman. They're not married anymore. He was married to a woman, and her daughter accused him of touching her.
Oh,
and
geez.
The whole moral of the story was he walked in and caught her having sex. And versus her getting caught by her mother, she flipped it and said he touched her. Now, mind you, my brother ain't never had no criminal record and never had nothing. He was up in New York. He was working at Gannett newspaper. And they come get him off his job for that. So even though he had to go back and forth to court and he was on the sex offenders registry long enough for them to clear to him to come off, her little ass should have got punished for that.
Yeah. Because there's so many people out here doing it.
Her little trifling ass should have got punished.
It. And you know, that really has done it, and don't hardly get caught or get anything. And people, you know, wrong place, wrong time, didn't do anything, just all because of lies. All of this stems from lies. It just lets you know how society is. I mean, they may not pay now. They may not pay right now, but they're going to pay later, because God sees and knows all. And far as your son, I'm assuming he has a praying mother, or somebody was praying for him, because that's only grace and mercy that he's not in jail.
You think? And then he was in an accident, and the accident, by the looks of the car, he should have been dead. That car was completely smashed up. And I told him, I said, you have a guardian angel watching over you. You have a guardian angel, because Okay, do one thing. Call me a fool. Call me a young adolescent that's not paying attention. Do a second thing, or maybe I'm just a little bit slow. Do three things, and I have a problem. Do 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things, and I am in my mind trying to take my little ass to jail. But I'm going to go ahead and bring another caller in. I'm not going to put you on hold because it's probably somebody you know because it looks like the same 914, so we're going to bring him in. Hope it's not my brother. 9411, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to shed some light on a situation that I don't think, you know, a lot of people are paying real, real close attention to. And the subject is, should the person who lied on the other individual who went to jail, should they get locked up as well?
Yes, they should.
Okay, well, you're talking to a person who was lied on and did time in prison, not for rape, but for something more, how would I say, something more horrible than rape, something more unforgivable than rape. So with me doing 27 years for something I didn't do, and recently home now, my thing is this. It's not going to stop with that person who lied on the individual to go to jail. No, it's not. That's not even going to be a drop in the bucket. What should happen is the prosecutor should go to jail because the prosecutor has the evidence and know that this man is innocent. Because when you're going through the process, the prosecutor and the defendant's lawyer go and gather up evidence that's going to either vindicate or convict. They're both in the same field. Once that prosecutor knows that he or she ran into evidence that can vindicate that man or that woman, then that's what he's supposed or she's supposed to do. Not continue to go and convict that man and send him away knowing that this individual is not the person in question or is not the person that they're looking for. So to fix that, a law should be put in place that the prosecutor goes to jail because he or she has the evidence to show that that person is innocent. But they continue to go and they continue to convict because of money issues or whatever the case may be.
No, I don't agree with that. I believe the prosecutor is going by what the person is saying. So I don't feel the prosecutor need to go to jail. I feel personally that the person that lied on that person need to go to jail and spend
I'm not saying that the person that lied shouldn't go to prison.
That's what
I'm saying. I'm saying the person that lied, if he or she goes to prison, it's not going to stop that process.
Why would
knowing that if the prosecutor knows that if I come across evidence that's going to vindicate this person and I still convict him, there's a possibility that I can go to prison for that, it's going to stop.
Well, let me shed some light on that. Let me shed some light on that.
Yeah, please.
In a sense, I agree with him, and I'll tell you why. There's a case right now where there's a gentleman that I know that's in jail as we speak. And the situation was he's a grown man. He was living with his wife and his daughter, his two daughters. And there was a little girl who spent the night, and she says that he took his toe and inserted it into her vagina, while The wife was laying on the bed. His daughter was laying on the bed and her, all of them. But nobody's seen this, but that's what she said. Long story short, they go prosecute. They go to bring him up on charges. They put him in jail immediately. It's been a year and a half. The prosecutor has not even been able to, first of all, verify her, what she was saying. Three times her story changed. Also, four times the people didn't even show up for court. So my thing is, at this point, I'm looking at, because the particular gentleman I know can't really afford a lawyer, he's dealing with, you know, the state's attorney where you pay him a little bit of money and they show up on your behalf. Basically, my problem with that is I feel like the prosecutor and everybody needs to be brought up on charges because they let a year and a half of this man's life
well,
be wasted in prison and they can't prove it.
Well, you know
absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
Well, guess what? Guess
and that
what?
Goes
I have
on.
A problem. Excuse me. I have a problem. I have a problem with what you just said. One, like, you know, you said he's a good man and all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them laying up in the bed. Why is all of them laying up in the bed? That's number one. You know, all
watching
of them
TV.
Laying up in the bed.
It's a big king size bed, and they was watching TV.
But wait.
It was
I
in the
ain't
middle
gonna
of the
lay
day.
Up in no bed with nobody's child. Me, the wife, the husband, and the if it's my own kid is different. But you're gonna have another kid knowing what's out there in society today. His toe probably she could have been laying at the bottom of the bed, and his toe hit her or whatever. Cause maybe she was laying a certain way. But my thing is, if everybody feel he's so innocent, he can get a better lawyer if everybody come together.
Correct. That's what they're trying to do. But in the same token, the little girl done told people, done put on social media that, I got her. Bottom line is the little girl that was over their house, his daughter had apparently been talking to her boyfriend. And so that was her way of getting him back. She don't put it on social media. They don't copy and pasted it, screen pasted it. They don't brought it to the prosecutor. Brought it to the prosecutor.
The question in hand isn't how a person lives with their family or how they show affection with their family.
That's not their family.
The question is, is the person that lied, should they go, you know, to prison?
Yes.
I'm saying the prosecutor, the district attorney, is doing more than lying. Because the district attorney has evidence to show that this man or this woman is innocent.
Correct.
Or
and he has it.
They don't have enough evidence to convict or hold or deem that this person did anything. But they'll keep him through the system. Where's the justice in that?
That's not right.
Not
he's
a crime?
In the system.
Well,
he's in the system. Because they're telling him that, okay, but they're not even showing up to court. So two or three times the family hasn't even showed up to court. When his new stuff was brought to light and they copied and pasted.
Is this family court or criminal?
This is criminal court now, but they was trying it in family court the first time because of the child's age. She was like 12. But then now it's turned into something different. But what I'm saying is here it is a year and a half later, they copy and paste. She's 13 now. They copy and paste her whole Facebook page. They had a private investigator they knew go into her Facebook page, copy and paste everything that she was saying. I teach her how to steal somebody's boyfriend. I see her daddy in jail now. Ha, ha, ha. Stuff like that. They brought that to the prosecutor. And the prosecutor said, well, we can't do anything because they haven't showed up to court. Okay,
but
now
you know
why
it's
is it up
over
to
him.
Them? Correct.
It's over somebody
but
over
my
him.
Thing is, you don't, this is what I'm saying. You're taking somebody's life away. You're taking somebody's life. This woman had to literally send this child. Now, I'm going to tell you the rest of it real quick. The child is actually, this happened in Georgia. The child is actually now in South Carolina. Why is the child in South Carolina? The child is in South Carolina with her aunt because she beat that little girl down. When she found out that she lied, you know, because at first the little girl was acting like a little girl saying, okay, well, if this happened, you know, nobody knows the truth. You know, we all know your side, my side, then there's another little gray area in there that nobody knows about, okay? But when it came out that she was lying, which was all of a week later, now here it is a year and a half later, a week later she found out it was a lie. So she went down to the park, she approached the little girl, the little girl said something smart, and she beat her down. I mean, beat her. And these are New Yorkers. This little girl's from New York. So she had on Timberlands. She beat,
okay,
she kicked her all in her face with her Timberlands.
This little girl that beat her down is the daughter of the father that's in jail?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the daughter. She's the daughter. So then, here it is a year and a half later, she don't even say, because she's so, the little girl so-called goes to church now, got her life back, gave her life to Jesus. Now she even wrote a letter that the that they brought to the brought prosecution, saying that it didn't happen. And guess what was said? We have to wait to another court date.
What?
To, for us to verify it. Now that right there tells me that prosecutor need their ass in jail. I don't care who's
yeah,
over them.
That's true.
You knowingly let somebody be in jail. You are knowingly let somebody
but
be.
Then,
they
but
lost
wait,
everything
hey.
They had.
But they took it to the prosecutor, right?
They took
his
the letter to
lawyer.
The prosecutor.
Okay, but that lawyer, his lawyer, should have took
and
that
took
paper
it to him.
And called a meeting right with that judge, right then and there, to get this case.
He did.
And nothing
he
happened?
Did. And nope, the judge said that there's still, the case is still,
nah.
the case
mm-hmm.
is still in pending status. And even his lawyer stood there and said, well, wait a minute. This is this. He even had all the documentations from Facebook. He said, wait a minute. Here's a letter, a certified letter that this woman has went with her mother and said it wasn't true. Here's this letter.
Wow, this is crazy.
Well, it's impending, and there's additional charges. There's no additional charges. So I understand what the gentleman's saying on the line. At some point, these prosecutors and these so-called judges need to be held accountable, too, because it's not only the fault of the person who came
Absolutely.
Forward to say, this person raped me. It's also, if you got evidence that shows otherwise, within a shadow of a doubt and an inkling of your mind, that you got evidence that shows otherwise, it's your job to investigate it. It's your job to make sure you're not putting somebody in jail. So that's why I said, I understand what he's saying, but then I agree with you in a sense where sometimes there are prosecutors who are doing their right job, and sometimes they're not given the tools that they need to prove otherwise. They can only go by what the person's saying. So I agree with the both of you because there's certain situations for everything. But I agree with him when he's saying it's not going to stop by us putting that person that said you did it in jail, because what happened all these other 6 years? Now, mind you, the little boy that this happened to, the 6 years later, that just got that's just getting out of jail because a little girl. What pisses me off about this case is he had letters of accommodation. He had letters of recommendation from the coaches, from the principal, from everybody, but nobody
Sister
listened
Brenda?
To that. Yeah.
Sister Brenda, I want to personally thank you for the opportunity for letting me air what was on my chest on your show. Unfortunately, right now I gotta go because I gotta leave out for work. So
well,
I appreciate your time, and God bless you.
Bless you too. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, so well, I understand what he's saying, and I agree on what he's saying, and I also agree what you're saying because there are some situations where they are given all the tools they need. It's just that the liar in front of them got one over on them. You know what I'm saying? So in that situation, no, they shouldn't be charged. But in a situation where something's given to you and you know what I'm saying? You know for sure. And I don't know if you missed what I said earlier, but the way the judicial system.
When I came on, I came on and you picked me up just like that. I had just got on.
Okay. So what I said earlier was, and a lot of people agree on this and a lot of people don't agree, but the system, the court system and everything, it's all in one big circle. They're all out to make a certain dollar, a certain amount. So if we put this person in jail, that makes our quota. If we, because I'm going to tell you, my husband is a cop. My husband is lieutenant over patrol. And he's over all the cops that are in this particular town. And he basically had a meeting with all of them, and he told them, I don't want to hear about a quota. I don't want to hear that you're pulling people over just to get your quota. I believe more on let's do legitimate arrests versus the type of arrest where we're blocking people or where we're setting people up to get them to meet our quota. Because his feeling and his consensus is, I'd rather us be in court for an actual case versus a traffic violation that wasn't really a traffic violation. I just did this to get my quota. This person has to miss day off of work to come to court for them to go ahead and get license, you know, for them to go ahead and get points on their driver's license and their insurance go up. So he had a meeting with them to say, I'm not with the quota. The quota don't sit well here. So I don't want to hear, you know how they always say cops at the end of the month, they're pulling over everybody because it's at the end of the month.
Yeah, they
got to
meet
you
by November.
Well,
that's the truth.
Well, in this particular state, in the state of South Carolina, that has been lifted. The governor here lifted it. The governor here lifted and said, the mayor of our town, the mayor that we live in, the town, she lifted it and she said, I do not want to hear about quotas. I do not want to hear, I don't want a recognition at the end of the month for who got the most tickets. I don't want a recognition at the end of the month over who's been in court the most times. My recognition at the end of the month I want to hear is, how many lives did you save? How many people did you help? How many, you know what I'm saying? How many people did you rescue? How many elderly people did you check on? So for that, to me, is a big step. It's a big step. But it's been a great show. I thank you so much for joining me. Was there anything else you want to add before we close out? And I don't know what I'm going to do next week. I was going to do breast cancer this week because, you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I'm going to have to get one show in. But last week I just had to cancel because I ain't going to tell no lie. I was drunker than a skunk. And at 10 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock, I think I must have canceled the show at 9:15. At 10 o'clock, I was looking at it, you know, when you kind of tipsy, you might just say something offlandish. And I think I'm a little bit rude when I drink. So I was like, I don't want to do this show because somebody's going to come on and say something. No.
Oh.
No.
No, I'm only messing with you. I'm only messing.
No. Oh, my goodness. Are you saying that rude? No.
No.
No, I just got off work not too long ago, and today is my Friday, so I was like, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to go upstairs, and I'm going to go to bed. And then tomorrow, I'm going to lay in the same spot all day. I'm not going to answer my phone. So I hope don't nobody call me.
I just wanted to say it's a pleasure. I enjoy these. I almost missed it. My sister called me and told me, she said, you're not on the show? And I had walked out to this door, and I came back, so I'm glad I got in on this one right here. I really am. I enjoy them. I really do. It's something different.
Yeah.
It's not. I would never get on the phone and stay an hour and a half or even 15 minutes just listening to somebody. And I'm enjoying myself. I enjoy it. I really do. And to meet other people that are positive and things and doing positive things is really good. I enjoy it, Brenda.
Thank you. I'm so happy you enjoy it. I actually have a lot of people, honestly, who just listen. They never press one. Like, it stays lit up a whole lot of people who just listen. So apparently a lot of people like to listen, which is fine because I also have my online people and I chat people. And so the whole time we're on the show, I'm having to answer their questions, chatting with them or their comments, because when the gentleman was on the line and he was talking, the message board lit up. And I was like, I'm going to have to stop typing for a minute because I'm losing focus and I can't do both. So I had to just ignore folks after a while because it was like their basically consensus was that's wrong. But then when I explained the other situation, what happened, they were like, okay, you're right. You're absolutely right. So it could be either or. But
yeah, when it's in certain cases like that, yes. But if somebody's doing something to me and I want the prosecutor to get them, I'm going to give them my side. I ain't thinking about the other side because I was offended here. But it is the prosecutor's job to seek out the truth at all times, no matter what. So from that point of view, I understand.
Well, I am going to play something, and I want you to stay online long enough to listen. It's only 2 minutes and 57 seconds.
Oh, I am.
A girl actually just sent it to me. And because we're talking about, you know, rape, molestation, I just think it's just a good thing just to listen to, I think. It's a girl who does poetry, and she does a lot of conscience pieces. And I'll be honest, and I'll tell you straight up real quick, she is a rape victim survivor. I call her a survivor. As a child, she was molested a lot. As an adult, young adult, she was molested a lot. And so she finally came through it, and she's a powerful woman to this day because of what she's endured. So I try to be positive to her and tell her, you know, you're not a victim. Sometimes she'll get on this line and she'll just get to crying, and the emotions will come through. Because we have a lot of people when it comes to molestation and that come through and share stories that they've never shared before. We've had men come through and share stories. That's actually broke them down. So because of that, I'm going to go ahead and play this song for anybody on the line who's experienced it, just so you know what I know. Like, when you missed the conversation with the fella. Me and the fella was talking, and he was saying how he was dating a girl that found out that her uncle or somebody sold her. And as a small child, she was raped, and he couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. And I told him, you don't understand to be a man. To be a woman and to have that happen to you, you have to be able to understand like that. There's a certain part of women that disconnect when they're being raped. As a child, you disconnect. And when you grow up, if you don't get counseling for that, you will disconnect as an adult. And this is what, and I only know this talking to people who have actually experienced it because they've told what they experienced. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. Right after I play this, I'm going to end out. So I'm going to say thank you for calling. I hope to hear from you next week. I don't know what our topic is yet, but it'll be some topic. But thank you so much. And this is going to be heart-riveting. So you too. And for all you people that are on the line, get some tissue because you're going to be boo-hooing after you hear this. So thank you, hon. You have a great night. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Okay.
God. No. I screamed as he snatched me, ripping my shirt to shreds, throwing it to the floor, slapping my face and hopes of hushing my screams, not knowing he was dashing all of my dreams. As my mother sat there and watched, not even a care, I bloody lip, wanting to scream even more, though now fear had a grip. Confusion riding his hip, I screamed on the inside, praying for it to stop. As he now reached for his prize, grasping them in his hand, my mother holding me in place, I was confused. Only at the age of 9, 10, 11, 12, then 13, gliding with hands down. I was his reward for staying home. No longer he promised he would roam pants. She snatched off. God, no! I screamed. Only this time it was inside. It was then I decided that hiding place I had to find. His hands finally finding my pot of gold, mother pushing my legs farther apart, him and his rod both took my soul that day. Away I went into a shell, my body they had. My mind was in a bind, screaming at me, they did. Ugly, dumb, and others they called. While I went slowly away, hiding deeper and deeper, I went. Those things they could have, I said on the while. God, no.
That was none other than Miss Honey Parker. Honey Parker is a survivor of child molestation, of rape, of battered, growing up to being beaten by her husband, being molested, being drugged. I commend her, and she is nothing but a product of God because she is someone who is able to speak to others that have endured what they've endured, and she's someone that can lift people up. And her spirit right now lifts people up. So for that, I have to give it up to Miss Honey Parker. I'm so happy you sent me that track to play. God bless you. God bless all my folks that are online. I see everybody blowing up the message board about what I just played. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And, yes, it was a truth. But you guys have a great night, and I look forward to speaking with everybody next Thursday night. Out now, this is Brenda Williams with Speak Your Mind Radio.